The home farm revenge plot comes to a head. Emmerdale spoilers follow from the show's Christmas Day episode. Emmerdale has aired a shock cliffhanger for Will Taylor. The ITV soap's festive episode ended with Will's life hanging in the balance after an angry showdown with his wife Kim Tate. Will suffered a heart attack in the final moments of the Christmas Day edition, leaving his fate uncertain as Kim delayed getting him the help he needed. The trouble all kicked off as Will's revenge scheme came back to haunt him following weeks of secretive behavior. Will has recently been hell-bent on making Kim suffer, so he joined forces with her financial advisor Peter to bring her down once and for all. Peter was also working with a third party, Joe Tate, who is now back in the village following a six-year absence. Ned Porteous has reprised the role as a regular cast member again. Joe has been pulling the strings from afar by giving instructions to Peter. However, when he turned up at Home Farm in the Christmas episode, the charming businessman told a very different story. Joe made an unannounced arrival just as Will and Kim were enjoying some time alone after exchanging their wedding vows. Now recognizing how much Kim means to him, Will had approached the ceremony with genuine intentions as he wanted to make their marriage work. Emmerdale star reveals full details of Jacob's special episode. Although Will had abandoned his plans of revenge, Joe thwarted his hopes for a fresh start by ratting him out to Kim, warning her that her deceitful husband wasn't to be trusted. Spinning a tale, Joe lied that Will had betrayed Kim by directly approaching her son Jamie to seek backup for his revenge plans. Joe also made out that he and Peter were only ever playing Will, testing him to see how far he'd go. Giving his version of events, Joe explained, "I was a very bitter man. Jamie still is. Having him back in my life made me realize that family really is everything, and I made a choice not to let history eat me up inside, but to fix things."